Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a model to reduce infant mortality.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Ohio's infant mortality rate is among the worst in the nation. More than 7 of every 1,000 babies born here died before their first birthday in 2023. But while that statewide number has remained stagnant for the last decade or so, infant mortality in one Ohio city has drastically declined. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker reports on how the state hopes to replicate Cincinnati's success.
In 2011, Hamilton County had the second highest rate of infant mortality in the country. Parents were 70% more likely to lose a baby before their first birthday here than in the nation as a whole. So the county got to work. It taught moms about not smoking during pregnancy, spacing pregnancies out by at least 12 months, and putting babies to sleep on their backs. Meredith Smith, executive director of Cradle Cincinnati, said those efforts worked for white moms and babies.
We still had a stubborn number of Black infant mortality. And so folks said, we need to think about how we center Black women in this conversation. Enter me.
In Ohio and across the country, Black infants die at about twice the rate of white infants. So Smith created space for Black women to rest and recharge together and then asked them about what they'd like to see during pre- and postpartum care.
Part of the problem was we didn't ask them. And so we created interventions that weren't working for them.
Now, Cradle Cincinnati actively amplifies Black women's voices. It's created boards at hospitals across the city to connect admin and nurses with new moms like India Brown.
And so we're all listening to each other, we're talking to each other, and we're coming up with solutions together.
As the mom of a two-year-old, she's raised questions about the possibilities of postpartum care. Like, could community health workers follow up with moms not just weeks after a baby is born, but months after too?
We don't know. We're just asking those questions. We're being audacious and we're saying, what does that look like to check in on mom and not just say, hey, are you sleeping? Because you know you're not, right?
Hospitals then track the changes they implement and make data publicly available. So expecting parents can see it and decide where they want to get their care. This work has been so successful that the county's Black infant mortality rate dropped from 13.7 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2022 to 9 in 2023. And the overall rate dropped from 8.7 deaths to 5.5, marking the first time since recording began in the 60s that the county's infant mortality rate came in below the national average.
It's the innovation of the collective impact in Hamilton County. So many people are working together and rowing in the same direction, which is why we are having such great progress here.
But other Ohio cities aren't seeing the same success. At the same time Hamilton County's infant mortality rate was falling, it was climbing in Lucas County. Haley Studer is the president of the Hospital Council of Northwest Ohio in Toledo.
You know, we're still lagging behind, both from a statewide standpoint and certainly nationally, like the rest of Ohio.
Infant mortality rates in cities like Dayton, Cleveland, and Columbus are high too. So in April, the governor's office launched a new initiative called Partner for Change. This month and next, folks from Cradle Cincinnati are visiting organizations like Studer's in each of those cities, helping them adapt the program to fit the needs of their communities.
We have so many resources here. We are not, you know, a poor state overall, comparatively speaking, on things. This should not be an issue in something that should be largely preventable.
Preliminary numbers show Ohio's infant mortality rate fell last year to the lowest number in 20 years. Perhaps expanding this model, Studer says, will help even more babies across the state celebrate their first birthday. In Cincinnati, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.